Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone, here with you. A loaded show today. But first, I invite you to call in and join the conversation and the fracas at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also join me in the chat room. Well, I would take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I did have a show planned for today, but as sometimes things happen that will take precedence and are quite frankly more important to discuss, I threw that show out the window. And just going to shoot from the hip tonight because what I had to endure in viewing the events that happened over the weekend just made me absolutely sick to my stomach. What I will tell you, you know, as I do say every week, if you're easily offended or you have children listening in the room or whatever, in the same proximity you're listening me to, you know, please remove them from the room. They don't need to hear stuff like this. Or if you're easily offended, just shut my show off. I'll give you a second. Well, folks, just as predicted by the big bad boogie orange man, this past September 11th, the Biden administration released $6 billion to the Iranians, and according to Antony Blinken, to be used for humanitarian aid. And honestly, that doesn't pass the sniff test, considering there's no negotiating with known terrorists. And what this imbecile did is basically set off a shitstorm in motion that simply cannot be stopped without a mass amount of casualties. Let me tell you what I mean by that for those of you who are unaware. That on October 7th, this past Saturday, on the Open Air Tribe of Music Festivals celebrate the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, violently interrupted as dozens of Hamas militants, or as we've come to know them, ISIS, managed to blow through a heavily fortified separation fence, crossed into the country from Gaza, and open fire on 3,500 young Israelis that had come together for a joyous night and just had their worst nightmares come true. This attack, Jesus. I'm sorry. This attack caught on video and posted on the internet and on social media for all to see, resulted in the ultra-savage and violent demise of over 260 concertgoers, and an undetermined number of victims kidnapped to be brutally tortured, raped, sodomized, and apparently for the crime of dancing and having a good time. But these savage animals did not end there. They then went door to door, savagely, whilst recording on YouTube. Yes, you heard me correct, YouTube, and I'll get to that in a minute. Murdering viciously those who answered by beating, opening fire, and even beheading the residents that had the nerve to answer. And these residents included men, women, children, the elderly being gunned down at bus stops, and even infants. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you call up YouTube, the same social media that deplatformed qualified virologists for having the nerve to tell the American people the truth about COVID and where it did indeed come from, as well as a sitting president for his nonviolent speech on January 6th, the insurrection, determines that this footage is apparently deemed perfectly acceptable for their community standards and doesn't depict acts of violence, savage murders of innocent civilians. But I guess YouTube is perfectly acceptable entertainment, hey? I'd like to know who made that decision. And the owners of YouTube, and I'm going to call them out, Steve Chen, Chad Hurley, and Jawed Karim, and if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, I don't give a fuck. I'll say it again. Steve Chen, Chad Hurley, Jawed Karim should all absolutely be ashamed themselves. And I, like most people, hope that you all burn in hell. I had to watch these horrifying events unfold on video for this show, and in the meantime, had to periodically walk away because it was so graphic, so violent, depraved indifference for human life that I've ever seen, that I couldn't really stomach it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to crawl even down further down the rabbit hole and disclose what former Vice President Bumbling Idiot Biden, was doing during the time that this was all happening. He and his cronies were enjoying a nice barbecue in the Rose Garden, cooking burgers, maybe some ribs, enjoying a nice game of croquet, dancing the night away, not giving one fuck about what was taking place in Israel. And this is the man who everyone in his party coins one of the most empathetic people they've ever known. It took him days to respond, to say something. Days. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you voted for. If you're supporting this, you, my friend, are part of the problem. If you still support this man and his administration, I'm going to say it loud because I don't care. if you are so fucking stupid and have not a brain in your head that you still support this administration, then you need psychological counseling. If you support the violence and carnage that's going on right now as we speak, you are a fucking idiot. And I have no respect for you. Respect is going down the goddamn toilet. Well, let's talk about that some more, shall we? Let's talk about the liberal idiots who decided to run their mouths because these clowns applaud the heinous violence. AOC, Ilhan Omar, you know, remember that goof that was talking about 9/11? He's like, you know, at 9/11, we know that some people did some things. Ah, why the fuck is she still here? Why is she still in Congress? Huh? Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush, all had to open their fat fucking mouths. Couldn't wait to get on Twitter. These people are so reprehensible and disgusting, they actually should be expelled from Congress. But you know, folks, ultimate insult is not only did the Iranian terrorist regime fund this act of terror, President Joe Biden himself, ultimately, is responsible for it. And didn't have the balls to man the fuck up and admit it. And instead remain silent. For several days, not one day, not 24 hours, not even 48 hours, 3 days. Apparently until his handlers decided, well, you know, Joe, you got to say something. And they pumped him up full of pills, whatever he's on, propped his old ass up in front of a teleprompter so he could stumble and bumble and get through a sentence, shit his pants, and go down for a nap. But no, folks, it doesn't end there. It gets worse. In several cities, not even across the United States, but across the globe, there were these vile, vermin pieces of dog shit celebrating in the street, celebrating these acts of violence in the street. That, by the way, was also caught on camera and also put up on YouTube. Now, I'd like to know what deems that. How YouTube came to a decision that deems that appropriate and not a violation of their, quote, community standards. Fuck your community standards. How about that? You people make me sick. Fucking hypocrites. You know what? I know I'm angry. I'm even more disgusted. And you should be angry too. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you should be angry. Because if it doesn't make you angry, then I don't know. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. And while these pieces of dog shit were chanting in the street and celebrating and dancing, much like they did on the day of 9/11. They're chanting death to Israel as well as death to America. You don't think that's a message? where they're sending a message, like chanting death to America. We're next. That's what that means. You don't have to be a head cashier at Walmart to put two and two together, God forbid, because you know math is racist, and realize that our southern border is wide open for more terrorists and illegal criminal immigrants to come here and wreak havoc on our soil and savagely murder American citizens. You don't think it's coming? If this bullshit that's going on in this administration, it continues to happen, that's exactly what's going to happen. So liberals, you need to wake the fuck up and do something. Republicans, I'm going to take you to task too. You need to wake the fuck up and do something. Because I got news. If Donald Trump was president, the war is in Ukraine, and the war in Israel would not be happening. Democrats know it too. Here, let me take you down a trip down memory lane, shall I? Even you liberals, you're not so fucking bright, but here's one way. Just 2 short years ago, during the disastrous pullout of Afghanistan that you all applauded, good old Joe Biden, we left billions of dollars worth of weapons, military vehicles, and helicopters behind to be re-engineered by more countries that hate us even more, if that's possible, look at us as a joke, and weak and feeble to be used against one of our closest allies to try and provoke our involvement. That's exactly what they did. You know it, and I know it. And anybody listening to the sound of my voice knows it too. Lindsey Graham, fake, hypocrite, fake piece of garbage he is. Did I mention he's a war hawk? Oh, yeah. You know what his response is? Let's go into Iran and start blowing up oil refineries to put them out of business. His exact quote. Let's go to Iran and start blowing up oil refineries. Good choice, idiot. Way to get World War III going. Warmongers and war hawks that are in government want these wars to happen. They want them to happen. They actually applaud this. Because while these things are going on, while people, innocent people are dying, they're lining their pockets. Why do you think we keep funding the Ukraine war? We keep sending them weapons. Do you get it yet? But let me address the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Something that I read that is so vile that I literally, or as the liberals say, literally, because they overpronounce everything, it literally made me want to throw up. Now, I'm not really familiar with who this person is, and I didn't bother to do research on her because I don't care. I saw her tweet, and I'm at a loss for words. But Mia Khalifa tweets out, and I quote verbatim, "Can someone please tell the freedom fighters in Palestine to flip their phones and film horizontal?" Are you fucking kidding me? So what is she doing in her, you know, million-dollar mansion if she's so famous? Is she sitting there watching, eating popcorn? And she can't see the footage? So can someone please tell the freedom fighters in Palestine to flip their phones and film horizontal? You dumb bitch. The same day, she follows up with, quote, I can't believe the Zionist apartheid regime is being brought down by guerrilla fighters in fake Gucci shirts. The biopics of these moments better reflect that. Way to double down, whore! She later said, she then just, you know, she later said that, well, you know, the statement about filming horizontally is no way, shape, or form is enticing the spread of violence. And she specifically was talking about the freedom fighters because that's what the Palestinian citizens are, fighting for freedom every day. Bullshit! You fucked up and you know it. Now I applaud. Now the liberals were so quick to defend this disgusting piece of vermin by saying, oh, that's cancel culture. She got fired. That's cancel culture. Listen, folks, we can go back and forth all day long. I truly believe that there are things that you should have the right to say. And I believe in the freedom of speech. And the more these people talk and reveal themselves, show how unintelligent they are, the more that people are not going to take them seriously. And there's, I never said there's things that you could say that you shouldn't be fired from your job for. There absolutely is. That's not cancel culture. That's breaking maybe company policy or whatever the case is. If you break company policy by using your freedom of speech by posting something so vile as supporting what's going on, or, you know, telling the freedom fighters, quote unquote, to flip their phones horizontally so you could see better, is absolutely disgusting. And Todd Shapiro, a former broadcaster who I, by the way, applaud for this, set up Red Light Holland, which is a mushroom company, which Mia Khalifa was an advisor for, or whatever her job was, had replied to her original post on Twitter, of course, or the former Twitter, was such a horrible tweet, consider yourself fired, effective immediately. Simply disgusting, beyond disgusting. Please evolve and become a better human being. I've never heard of this Red Light Holland mushroom company. I really don't know who Mia Khalifa is. And I don't care. But I'm glad she was fired. She deserved to be fired. And she deserves to be, you know, I'm not advocating anything violent at all. Don't get it twisted. But much like other people who had the nerve to speak out about less disgusting things than this, way less, doesn't even come close. Some of them have gone bankrupt and got themselves into obscurity. This is just absolutely vile. And there's people that are saying a lot more things. And in the interest of time, I'm just not going to, and, you know, not throwing up my dinner, I'm just not going to get into it. This is the most horrific act of violence that I've seen in in my lifetime. It's not January 6th, because nobody died on January 6th, just Ashley Babbitt, who was gunned down viciously point-blank range by a Capitol Police officer that's deemed a hero. But I digress. I'm really at a loss for words. I really, you know, I was angry, very sad for the people of Israel. I'm very sad for the Iranian people who are in no way, shape, or form involved in this. But I'm also very angry, and maybe I let my emotions get the better of me on today's show. But it needed to be said. It needed to be loud. And if it was obnoxious, then it was obnoxious. But you know what, folks? I hope it was heard. And I hope the people who feel the same way that I do, and even if you didn't feel the same way I did at the beginning of this broadcast, maybe you feel the same way now. Because talking about it for 30 minutes does not do it justice for the vile things that are on. I had to see with my eyes, and that I can't unsee. And if you watch it, you won't be able to unsee it either. But I really think you should watch it just to get even more up and close and personal how sick and depraved these people are. To kill children, behead infants, gun down elderly ladies waiting for a bus, kidnap, sodomize, torture, rape women. In the name of what? In the name of what? All I have to say, folks, is that, in closing, I'm going to say that, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Israeli people. And I'm hoping that this, conflict ends very soon. Our thoughts and prayers are with you here at Talk 29 and as I see it, and I pray for better days and bigger and better things for all of you. Till next time, thanks for listening.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.